Well, since we traded for Kyle Gibson, he's since given up back-to-back home runs. But Jamie brought up a great point.
Yeah, think of now we don't have to trade as much for him.
Exactly.
Rangers would be like, we need to get rid of this guy.
Hey, BT, problem solved.
Here's future considerations.
Problem solved.
You don't watch the games.
You're welcome. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're talking to our guy, Gary Bennett, former Cardinal, a former BT teammate. He's on the road right now because I believe his son's playing in a high school game a little bit later on tonight. Gary, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. How's everybody there?
GB, we're doing awesome. I understand it's not just some high school game. This is state right now. How big of a game is this tonight?
Well, we're working our way towards state. So this, we won a regional. This is game one of the sectional semifinals. So I am anxious. I'm nervous. I'm on edge. I'm wired. I'm ready to go.
Did you, and you have nothing to do with this game, too. That's like the crazy part, isn't it? Like, did you feel like this as a player ever?
I certainly got nervous and anxious as a player, but I can tell you, and Brad, you're going to have a chance to do this as the little one gets older. I've never been more nervous than when I've coached my sons and been responsible for their team being ready to play a game.
Now, Gary, I coached my two boys playing hockey, and I've coached them like the whole way up until the last year where I didn't coach them, and I became just the spectator parent. For me, being the spectator parent was way worse because I felt like I had absolutely no control over what was going on.
That's true. At least I can try and impart some knowledge or help them, or what I think might be helping them in the dugout if things aren't going well. But yeah, sitting in the stands and having no control or no interaction would be very tough.
Well, Gary, you know the game inside and out, so this team is well prepared, and I know that your boys are well prepared for anything that they're doing. So we think that you're gonna kill it tonight. You guys are gonna be awesome. I also know this, having you in the dugout for those guys, now there haven't been tough times probably this year. They haven't gone through what the Cardinals have gone through, but you know how to deal with those also. The Cardinals have dropped a lot of games. They've dropped 6 right now. I believe they've dropped like 9 of 10. I mean, things aren't great here, Gary. How do you get through these times? Like, how do you look around and say, okay, well, this group's going to be okay?
Well, the biggest thing is they obviously have to lean on Goldschmidt and Arenado and Wainwright. Obviously, Yadi's dinged up, but lean on guys that have been around a while, been through the ups and downs, and whether it's hockey, basketball, baseball, at the highest level, things aren't always going to be rainbows and puppy dogs. There's some ups and downs, and most often the teams that over the long haul find success or put themselves in a position to have success are able to manage those downs and not lose their head and keep focused on the goal at hand.
Gary, Yadi's got a little bit of a knee bang up there. Being a former catcher, and obviously we know Yadi's tough, right? And he's going to play through, well, pretty much anything. But you know, what would it feel like to have that ball go off right in between the padding, and then you got to try and get into that squatted position for several pitches in a night, several innings rather in a night? That's got to be a tough spot.
So there's the wrist. The knees and the feet are really the only spots when you get hit, you feel it. The knee, your lower leg goes numb, and it feels like it's a really serious injury. And then, you know, over a few minutes, you start to get some feeling back. And then the next couple of days, it's very, very stiff. So to answer your question, to be able to get down in that squat and be as mobile and as quick as you need to be when you take a hard foul ball off the side of the knee or off the kneecap, it's challenging, no doubt. And there's no question Yadi's toughness, no doubt. So it's obviously bothering him and affecting his mobility. So good news is it shouldn't last too long, but the bad news is it will affect him in the short term.
Gary Bennett is joining us right now, former Cardinals catcher. And Gary, you've got the unique, you know, kind of position, or you did have the unique position of not only having to catch pitchers that could be using a substance like we're hearing a lot in Major League Baseball, but also hitting against those guys. Do you feel like there's a fine line between what pitchers are able to use to get a grip and then where that line then is crossed over where these guys are using substances to really make the ball move?
Yeah, this is an interesting topic, obviously, and a hot topic. So it's almost a given and somewhat accepted that some of this was going on. Now, the fact that some of the media say, well, certain hitters were okay with it early on because the pitchers had better control and that they're less likely to get hit is complete BS. There's not one hitter I've ever been around to talk to and felt that way. But also there's certain things in the game that were known and I won't say accepted, but were kind of looked the other way upon. And there's a number of things we can go into. And, you know, pitchers trying to get a little better grip to whether it's spinning a little better, just better feel, you know, especially in colder weather, especially, I guess, in Denver, I've heard when you're trying to pitch there, the ball can get slick. It's so dry. So the short answer is yes, I think it's common knowledge that there's something going on. Where you draw the line and say, is it okay or is it not? There's a lot smarter people in Major League Baseball that need to make that decision. But if you're going to go the avenue cheating is cheating and you're going to try to get rid of everything, well, that falls under the doctoring of baseball or doctoring a bat or doing something outside of the rules.
The hard part with that, too, the whole policing, Gary, and they're going to start this. I mean, this is going to be in the next, like, week and a half, 2 weeks, is basically random pat-downs, essentially. It's like going through TSA for all these pitchers coming off the mound. I mean, it's going to be nuts. But the evolution, you mentioned a word and that resonated with me, right, is the feel. Like, a guy does something, hey, maybe it's a little sunscreen and rosin. Oh, that feels better. And like, if I ever, like, tinkered with anything, sunscreen and rosin was about as far as I got. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess this feels good. But the problem is now, and it's not a problem because guys have made a living out of this now, it's far more than feel. Like, they take this stuff, and I don't even know what spider tack is. I'm going to try to get some on Amazon. I want to see what that does for me. But they're taking this stuff and then slowing it down on these Rapsodo cameras. Like, the technology is so crazy right now, Gary, that we go from, okay, that feels good, to, oh no, actually that's 270 more RPMs on your fastball. Like, at some point you do have to do something, don't you think?
Yes, I do agree with that. And I'm with you. This is the first I've heard of, the last couple of days is the first I've heard of spider tech. So that must be some good stuff.
Must
but,
be.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line? I mean, if, you know, obviously, people are going to wear sunscreen and you're going to grab a rosin bag, and it can create some sort of a tacky feel. And to your point, it's just a little better feel versus completely changing the way the ball comes out of your hand as far as rotations and spin rate and all that other stuff. So I don't know. There's what they're going to do and how, you know, go to nothing or say certain things are widely used in the game. You know, sunscreen, everyone wears sunscreen. Rosin, everyone uses pitchers. Hitters, they use rosin. So is that okay? Why not? As far as the other stuff that seems to be made to increase spin rates, then maybe that's where they draw the line. I'm not sure, Brad.
Maybe the line is drawn with, like, hey, did leather come off on your fingers? Because if it did, that might end up being
that's
a little
a
bit
no-no.
too sticky, for sure. Gary, do you ever have, throughout your career, and obviously this has escalated because I'm with you, I never knew what spider tack was until here recently. Pelican grip is another one that people are using. The pelican grip is just a combination of rosin and pine tar. But did you ever have a ball like you're throwing it back to the pitcher and you go, oh, God. What is that?
Absolutely.
I don't care who the pitcher is.
Absolutely, I have. And you know, sometimes it might have come from the pitcher. Other times, a jam shot with a guy with a highly tarred bat, you know, some pitchers would want to get that back right away.
Yeah,
I'd get it, fire back, and you'd feel it right away, you know, and you'd feel that tackiness, that spot on the ball where the pine tar was. So without question, yes, sometimes off the bat, sometimes it was brought in.
Now, Gary, as the catcher – and look, I'm the hockey guy. I don't know. I ask Brad all sorts of dumb questions. He shakes his head at me, so I'll just fire a couple at you here.
Is this the glove question?
No, well, that's kind of – okay, why not?
He wants
you
to
know
ask.
What? We'll walk over that bridge right now. So, Gary, come on a walk with me here for a second, okay?
All right.
If we're looking to keep some grip on the ball for the pitchers because they want to have more control and the batters don't want to get hit, whatever the reasoning is, and we're having a hard time policing it, I came up with, I thought, a fantastic idea of – you know, making the pitchers wear like wide receiver gloves. I mean, they're sticky, they're tacky. We got a pitcher out there throwing the ball with a glove on. I mean, you love it, right?
I think it's outstanding.
See, Brad?
And let's go a step further. Let's the four of us, right before this is kind of mandatory, let's go in and let's manufacture these gloves and we'll sell them.
I
go,
oh,
Gary.
Now we're
yeah.
going.
Now,
I'm behind
yeah,
it now.
That's a man
in.
After my heart. I'm always about a business deal.
But, you know, and I think there are gloves out there. I've seen stuff on social media, usually in the cold weather states, that they have some infielders showing them they are tackified, essentially wide receiver gloves that they're using, you know, 30 degree days when you're playing in the Northeast and early in the season. Yeah. I don't know. I've never tried throwing with a glove on. I don't know if anyone else has. Obviously, quarterbacks do it, so there's the. But I'm sure as pitchers and Tom would be able to tell us, there's you have to have much more feel than having that glove in between your skin and that leather of the ball.
I told him yesterday, Gary.
I've also never tried to throw with a pound of pine tar on my fingers either. You know, I'm just saying.
Hey, Gary, enjoy your son's games, and we appreciate you joining us, and go get them tonight.
Will do. Always a pleasure, guys. And get the Cards back on the winning streak. Let's get them rolling.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Gary.
Get them tonight, GB.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Will do. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Gary Bennett, former Cardinals catcher, who loved Jamie's idea with the glove.
Wow. He wasn't totally against it. I think maybe he was just feeling me good.
Well,
making me feel
GB's
good.
A bit of an entrepreneur as well. So,
yeah,
like, if you could sprinkle in a little bit of a cash, we're selling this pitching glove. We'll name the glove also. 65780 if you got any good ideas. You guys are always great at that. Now I'm in. A small financial investment.
Yeah.
We'll go fund me.
Yeah.
We started out in youth because there's way more youth baseball players.
We're going to start them with sticky balls. Great. This is super.
We also wanted
than the kid over there that's got 4 pounds of sunscreen on and he's got a rosin bag when he's not even allowed to have it.
The kid's an albino. Leave him alone. It's hot. So hot out there.
VT's like, I am that kid.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's zinc oxide, you ass.
Yeah. Well, where are we going? The pitcher comes out with the zinc nose like the surfer, and all of a sudden he's got a little on the ball.
Exactly.
Sorry, right. Umpa. My mom said it was
really fine.
My mom approved it. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, exactly.